Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Let's try to keep this straight. While attempting to camp in Zapco National Industrial Park, Delton has been accused of industrial spying, and Dwayne has accused an entire Girl Scout troop of being cannibals. Meanwhile, a raging telephone pole fire is now in progress.
All we can do is hope for a miracle.
Huh, maybe it'll rain.
You dark, the sky's blue.
Yeah.
In my entire career as a park ranger, I've never seen anything like it.
Yes, it's something you don't even dare wish for.
Believe me, it was just dumb luck.
No, Delton. There's nothing dumb about a freak thunderstorm putting out a fire. It's the type of thing that goes down in park ranger lore. Around here, Dwayne will be a legend.
I will.
Yes, Dwayne. On behalf of Zapco National Industrial Park, we'd like to bestow upon you our highest honor.
What's that?
Ooh.
Wow.
This is the Zapco National Medal of Meritoriously Good Conduct. Wear it proudly.
Gee, wow, it's heavy.
And thick.
And Dwayne, on behalf of Girl Scout Troop 149,
you guys don't look like cannibals.
Dwayne, what is all this business about cannibals?
Well, Delton, when I heard you were missing and the park ranger said it wasn't a bear, I just naturally assumed you were eaten by a...
Girl Scouts. I understand that.
That was an honest mistake.
You know, for some reason I believe it.
For some reason, we always do.
Anyway, on behalf of our troop and Girl Scouts everywhere, we'd like to make Dwayne an honorary brownie.
All right, now we're talking. Thank you. But I have one request.
Anything, Dwayne. You name it.
I want total amnesty for Delton.
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know.
Gosh, Dwayne, we don't even know what he did.
I guess we'll have to ask the guard. Okay, girls, untie him.
We have to.
Oh, you can't let that spy go. He's an enemy of the state.
How do you know?
He has a smart mouth, and he knew the secret password. Soda machine.
What password? I was looking for a soda machine.
You know, for some reason, I don't believe him.
For some reason, nobody does.
Since Dwayne is now recognized as a living legend throughout the park, we have no choice but to give his friend, Delton, the benefit of the doubt.
Over my dead body. He's a commie spy.
Aw, come on. Don't you think you ought to call it a day?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's just about over anyway.
Yay, total amnesty for Delton. Delton's a free man.
Congratulations, Delton.
Come on, Mr. Guard. We'll help you back up to the Zapco Industrial Offices. Maybe we'll get a proficiency badge in industrial espionage.
Oh, I've already got one of those.
Shut up. Come on, troop.
Has anybody noticed besides myself that it's been raining this whole time and I'm getting soaked?
No, I hadn't noticed, Elton. The rest of us have on our ranger hats, and they're perfect for any kind of weather.
Yeah, Delton, I got an honorary ranger hat myself.
Well, wonderful. Now let's get going, Dwayne.
Yep, back to the camping.
Oh no, you can't camp without a permit.
Well, give us a permit then.
Sorry, the park's closed. We can't give you a permit until tomorrow.
I guess it's back to the old record-breaking world tour.
Well, it's probably safer. Let's go find the car.
Well, farewell, fellow rangers.
Bye, Dwayne. Bye, Delton. Happy trails to all of you.
So our heroes give up camping and set out on the trail of stardom once again. Listen for the next exciting installment of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Lynn Dillingham, Roger Studi, Aaron Hunsley, Sonata Stutzman, Teresa Kittner, and Claire Stutzman.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.
He's no stranger to danger. He has permits.